This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
The language and content on this podcast may be unsuitable for certain audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to episode 45 of the Dread Indian Show, and Adele might soon be available for singing at birthday parties. That's because Adele took out a $38 million mortgage to buy a $58 million home, and she needs to pay for that. Why do you buy a house and you don't have money? But wait, she has money. She's Adele. Also, the world's most expensive trash bag, and we're not talking about Donald Trump, has been released by luxury fashion brand Balenciaga. We'll learn more about that later. And why did this happen? Actually, I don't care. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson finally broke up after 9 months. Maybe he ran out of Kim K rental money. I'll tell you guys why I'm saying this. There's a theory that I have behind this, so let's see. And dead pig hearts were brought back to life in a groundbreaking experiment. Wow. But let's go to the first news, which is sending Adele rolling in the deep or rolling into death. So basically, Adele bought this house for $58 million and she bought this from Sylvester Stallone, Sly. This house is really big. It has 8 bedrooms, 12 bathrooms, and is in the exclusive Beverly Park area. Now, the thing is that she is worth $189 million, okay? So she has so much of money. But still, in order to buy this $58 million home, she had to take a $38 million mortgage on that. And now because of that mortgage, she has to pay $200,000 every month for the next 30 years. And she's only 34. So she's going to be paying these EMIs till she's like 64, till she's past retirement age. Why? Why do celebrities do this? Or maybe, I don't know, maybe she's the only celebrity who has done this, who has taken a mortgage to buy a house when you actually have so much money in the bank. And there's also news that she's going to be performing at Las Vegas, and each of these shows are going to give her $1 million each. So why couldn't she just wait to complete like 38 of these shows and then buy the house? Okay, maybe that Stallone house was really like cool and people are trying to buy it, and you know, she didn't have enough money to buy it then. But still, taking a mortgage when your net worth is now, when you're saying that their net worth is 189, is it really $189 million? Because if she had so much money, why would she have to take a mortgage? And why do you need such a big house? I mean, you've lost weight, so you don't need so much of space. Okay, bad joke, but that house has 8 bedrooms, 12 bathrooms, and she's just going to be living there with her boyfriend. So it's just two people. Firstly, I can't understand how two people or how can you like live in such a big house with like 8 bedrooms and 12 bathrooms? Like, I mean, forget the bathrooms, like 8 bedrooms, that means that's a mansion. I would get so terrified to live. I get scared to live like in a 3 BHK apartment or something, because you know, going from the bedroom to the toilet or to the bathroom itself is really scary at night. So I don't know how people kind of live in these big mansions, and sometimes even alone, or in her case with her boyfriend. Like, imagine you wake up in the night and you're going to, you know, have a glass of water, and suddenly you hear some sound. You're like, and there's nobody in the house, so you're half scared. But that cran was maybe just some pipe, you know, kind of making a sound, or some kind of maybe a rat moving here and there. But come on, it's the night, and you know, your brain starts playing crazy games with you in the middle of the night. And after watching so many horror movies for like at least 30 years, I would be shit scared. So buying a mansion is totally, you know, not like my dream. Or maybe I'll actually buy a mansion, but I'll stay there during the day. And for my night, I'll actually, you know, just have like a one room apartment, and where the bathroom is quite nearby and the lights are on constantly. There's a cross always, you know, all over the house, and there's holy water flowing from the tap. So if anytime anything happens or if a ghost pops up suddenly, I can just douse him with the holy water. But leaving this ghost talk aside, hopefully Adele is able to kind of, you know, like make up all of this money through the shows that she's doing in Las Vegas, and you know, just pay advance money to the bank and get out of this mortgage. Because if Adele doesn't have the money to pay to the bank, it would be really bad to see Adele singing to the bank, you know, go easy on me. Because okay, my singing is quite bad, because she would want them to go easy on her because she doesn't have the money. But moving on to the next news, which is also about a lot of money, but a lot of money for something which is totally unnecessary. So right, the world's most expensive trash bag has been released by luxury fashion brand Balenciaga. It's called the Trash Pouch, and this bag, okay, wait, let me just take a deep breath. The cost of this bag is $1,790. That's almost $1,800. I don't know why they have kept the $10 gap. But $1,800 for a trash bag. I mean, it's a trash bag, right? I mean, so you're just going to take your garbage out and you're going to throw it into the garbage truck or the garbage can and it's gone. Why would you want it to be like a luxury item or like, you know, like totally like high end and costing so much? What's the point? So this trash bag is made out of calf skin leather. I mean, I don't care whatever skin, I don't care even if it is made out of the Yeti skin, but it is a trash bag. So what are you going to do with that? It's totally useless to pay so much money just for something that you're going to just dump anyways. Talking about dump, that will also take us to the next news, because Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian have broken up. But going there later, no idea why Balenciaga has come up with this trash bag luxury item. But I was just checking the internet for a lot of other luxury items that are a total waste of money. So there are 10 items on the internet, and there's this Ashish blue oversized jean jumpsuit, which is like a big huge dungaree that looks total shit. Okay, but at least you can wear that. And Balenciaga has done this before, so they have come up with Lego heels, okay? Then there's Balenciaga platform Crocs, which is like at least, you know, I don't know, 5 to 6 centimeters high Crocs. Again, so these guys have been doing this in the past as well. There's Benetton oversized sheep jacket. There is Gucci Flash Trek embezzled sneakers. At least you can wear these. There is C-Chan hug me jacket. So there's a jacket which has, you know, like hugging hands around you right from the neck till the waist. Who buys all this? Then there's Project X UGG thigh high boots. Okay, some of these things can be worn. And then there's Balenciaga oversized dual combo t-shirt. So this is a red color t-shirt and it has another shirt which is pinned or stitched right on top of it. Hey Balenciaga, I understand that you guys want to get into the news and, you know, get ahead of other brands like Gucci and Louis Vuitton and all, but don't do all these things. See, the other big brands are not doing all these crazy things that you guys are doing and putting out. Just put out normal fashion stuff and people will buy whatever they have to buy. I don't know who will buy this trash bag. Maybe Adele might have to take another mortgage just to buy the trash bag. So yeah, just hope that you got another customer over there. But let's see who actually buys your trash bag to dump trash. Talking about dumping, moving on to the next news, which is not exactly being dumped, but these guys broke up, which is Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson have broken up after 9 months. They look so cute together. I mean, I don't know, but I thought that they were really happy. And I think I read somewhere that Kim Kardashian is dating Pete Davidson because he has crazy dick magic. I don't know what she meant or what the website meant by that. Crazy dick magic. Anyways, so Insider reports that while the pair has a lot of respect for each other, they found that the long distance dynamic and their demanding schedules, I don't know what schedule Kim Kardashian has, but anyways, made it really difficult to maintain a relationship, and the split occurred sometime this week. See, I just think that she was using Pete as a rebound, because with the Kanye stuff that was happening, and you know, maybe she just wanted someone for like a period of 9 months to cool off and stuff. Would be really funny if she gets back with Kanye now. But beat anything, this thing really benefited Pete Davidson, because earlier Pete Davidson was maybe just known in the States. And now he's known everywhere because of Kim Kardashian. People around the world know him. He got this Netflix comedy special. Also, he was called on Jeff Bezos's Blue Origin flight. They take only big celebrities on there, and he was invited on there. Also, he got a lot of movie deals. So I don't know. This thing maybe was done as a promotion. And so my theory is that maybe Kim Kardashian is giving her dating space to people who want to get famous. So, you know, maybe she's charging people an X amount of money to kind of look that like they're dating, and then be out with them, go out with them, click pictures, blah, blah, give a kiss here and there, hold hands, go on a dinner date, and allow the kids to hold that person's hand, and then that person gets famous, gets the movie deals, gets the Netflix specials, gets on Jeff Bezos's Blue Origin, this and blah blah blah, and then after the period is done, when you know that contract is done, which is exactly 9 months over here, then she moves on to somebody else. You never know, maybe that is the thing, because other than that, I think the only reason why she would date Pete Davidson, like they said before, was his crazy dick magic, which I have no idea about, but she knows. But then again, Pete Davidson also is not a small guy. He has dated like really hot famous chicks. So he has dated Ariana Grande. He has dated Kate Beckinsale. He has dated Carly Aquilino. Then he has dated Cassie David. Who else? He has dated Margaret Qualley. Margaret Qualley? Okay. He has dated Cindy Crawford's daughter. Then he has dated Olivia O'Brien. Oh my god, Phoebe, I don't know who this chick is, and Kim Kardashian. Yeah, so I mean, he has dated Ariana Grande and Kate Beckinsale, so that's like that. These are big names, and this guy is hardly what, 26? So yeah, maybe he does have some crazy dick magic that only the next person who dates Pete Davidson will actually know about that. So moving on from crazy dick magic to dead pig hearts, the next news is about these scientists who were able to bring back the dead hearts of pigs almost an hour after their death. So I don't have exact details about the experiment, but some kind of chemicals were pumped into the heart, and these chemicals kind of tricked the cells which normally would degenerate after the organ kind of dies, but these continued to function as normal. I don't know for how long, but at least it's at least a start or a positive step in this direction. And this is not the first time that these scientists have kind of done something like that. Back in 2019, the same team of scientists managed to revive pig brains. These scientists have something with pigs. They managed to revive pigs' brains 4 hours after their death, though the experiment didn't restore consciousness. Wait a second. You're able to make the brain alive, but there was no consciousness in the brain. You know what that means, right? Zombies. Pig zombies. Can you imagine pig zombies on the street? It will not be that scary, but if these guys can do this with pigs, then imagine if they keep continuing the experiments and eventually someday kind of try the same experiment on dead humans, and not just some humans, a lot of humans, and suddenly there's like a zombie apocalypse and oh my god, Resident Evil. No, please, I don't want to. I hope that doesn't happen in real life. I mean, after watching so many horror movies and seeing these zombie movies, I kind of, as a kid at least, I had this thought, what if one night suddenly, we're all sleeping and we just hear like knocks on the door, and then, we hear people screaming, run, run, the dead have taken over, and then we're all running. As a kid, I really thought a lot of shit. But yeah, this might be quite possible if these guys, are doing this in a secret facility with like around 10,000 dead people. They're pumping the chemicals into their head, and something goes wrong and all these 1,000 dead people are out. They're dead, but their brain is functioning, but they're not conscious, so they want food. Just like how the zombies work, you shoot them, they don't die, they still kill, but they walk slow. But what if these zombies walk fast? You never know. But while we're talking about bringing dead pigs back to life, and where medical science is advancing, and people are kind of able to live longer, Joe Rogan in one of his recent podcasts also talked about how he thinks that humans generally, who are supposed, if you take good care of your health, you live up to like 80, 90, 100 years. But with the advancement in medical science, there might be a chance, or it might be a normal occurrence, that humans might live up to 150 years. And think about it, it's quite possible, because we are practically finding a cure for everything. The other day I read that they kind of cured a person of AIDS, and similarly even cancer. So if all these life-threatening diseases are finding cures, then I think, 150, maybe even 200 for that matter of fact, might be something quite normal. But would you actually want to live for so long? Yeah, why not? Why not have 150 years? I mean, why not have 200 years on this planet with such tasty food? Yeah, if the weather conditions are good, I don't mind living 150, 200. But if the weather conditions are going to get bad, global warming, then I think 80, 70 is what's good for now. Also, if they are able to make people live to 150, 200 years, then they should also kind of find a kind of a solution for aging. By aging, I mean, the way people look, the physical problems that people face in old age, and all the other things that, I mean, what's the point of living till 150 when you're looking like a zombie? So might as well, if you can continue looking like a 30-year-old when you're 120, that's almost like a vampire. But then it makes sense to live till 150. Like, imagine you go to a bar and you see this hot girl and you're like, hey, wow. And you kind of give her a drink, you buy her a drink, and then you're really interested in her, and she starts talking about the World War, and you're like, what? you were present during the World War? She's like, yeah, I'm 120 years old. I'm like, what the fuck? So you might end up having a one-night stand with somebody who was present during the World War. That we'll only see as time progresses. Hopefully, medical science continues to advance at the same rate that it is going on currently. And they do find the cures for all the possible diseases that are there on this planet. And people are able to live like for a good amount of time and enjoy their life and keep smiling and being happy. So yeah, hoping and praying for that. But with that, we come to the end of episode 45 of the Dread Indian Show. I hope you guys enjoyed hearing the show. And I hope you guys have a great weekend. And what do I recommend you all to watch this weekend? There's this very nice movie. I don't know what and how it came into my head, but I was trying to fall asleep. And then I started thinking about this old Bollywood movie from the 1980s. It's called Mr. India. It's about this normal guy who's a music teacher, and he finds this watch, which, you know, kind of makes him invisible, but he can be seen in red light. It's like a sci-fi. It's, I think, one of the only sci-fi Indian movies that kind of did really well. There were some other few movies also here and there, but this did really well back in the day, and it was funny. Anil Kapoor is the lead actor. Sridevi is the lead actress. Really cool movie. Amrish Puri. So I don't know whether you'll find like an English translation for that movie, or you'll find an English subtitle movie somewhere on Netflix, or I don't know where. But if you guys can find it, please go check it out. Really cool movie to watch. Mr. India. I myself will be watching it immediately after the podcast. And hopefully you guys enjoy the movie and have a great weekend. All right. Keep smiling.
Congratulations, you are a lucky listener who will win 1,000 US.
Why would anyone win 1,000 US dollars just for listening to a podcast? But thank you for listening to the Dread Indian Show. And if you guys like the podcast, make sure you subscribe on the EPLog Media website or your favorite podcast streaming apps such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, JioSaavn, or any other streaming app that you use. If you use Apple Podcasts, do rate and review the Dread Indian Show. It helps other people discover the podcast. You can also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pornhub? No, not on Pornhub yet. But you can follow me on all these social medias at Dread Indian. So, sexy people, see you next week. Take care and keep smiling.